Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And I am on the phone with somebody because of COVID restrictions, which we should be abiding by. And I am thrilled to chat it up with the Health Services Coordinator with District 200, Registered Nurse Mary Ellen Fox. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, Mo. How are you?
Well, I'm great. But Mary Ellen, let's talk about how things have changed within the last week or so. I'll just tell you, as a parent, I was so excited to have the kids go back to school last week in full distance learning, which, of course, we haven't done in, or not distance learning, but full in-person learning. We haven't done that in over a year.
Yep.
They were excited. I actually was doing laundry of real clothes, not just, you know, pajama bottoms. I was very excited. And then they came back from school a couple days later, and I started to hear about different things going on, about, you know, kids that were in school with COVID, you know, that maybe had traveled over spring break, different things like that. So, Mary Ellen, we now, as of this week, as of actually yesterday, we're back in what is called distance learning. So, first of all, how are you doing at the school? Because I know that you've had to really adapt to so many changes so quickly. Not only that, but you're kind of sitting ducks there as people that are trying to help our kids. So how is it going? And then let's really dig into what we can do and what you think is happening next.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say that I have a hard time remembering what I used to do in my job before COVID struck, because like yesterday, all I did the entire day was COVID things. And it's exhausting. This has been for everybody. It's been so, so difficult, and people are working so hard. We really, really are trying to meet the educational needs of our students with this unbelievable, difficult situation with COVID. So I just want to first off thank all of the district staff and the administration for all of this, because every decision that is made for students' education is, there's so many layers of difficulty that COVID adds to every single thing that we do. It's just unbelievable. So, you know, people have really stepped up and done that. So to your question about what's going on in the schools right now, you know, we came back from spring break, and the secondary students came back to full in-person learning, which means the students were full classrooms, and they only had to be 3 feet apart. Well, if you know about the virus and all of the bit about, you know, if you get it, you have to figure out who was around you in the for a minimum of 15 minutes for 6 feet or closer. Well, that takes out a huge chunk of people in your classroom, mm-hmm. because you're at 3 feet apart and you're sitting there for more than 15 minutes. So what ended up happening this last week at the high school was we had some students that, and when you find out, like if your symptoms start on Thursday, for instance, you actually were contagious 2 days before. Before you had symptoms. If you don't have symptoms and you get tested on Thursday, you're considered contagious the 2 days before you were tested. So that means that we have to go back in the school setting and see who you were sitting by and who you had lunch with and who you rode on the bus with for those 2 days before you had them. So we end up, you know, when we're in full in person, it ended up all of a sudden taking out all sorts of kids. And so we had all these kids that ended up having to go out on quarantine, and it's been awful. And you know, the nurses are doing, and with help from other staff as well, we're doing a lot of the contact tracing and identifying, you know, who this would be, and then we call the parents and have the kids go home. And it's really difficult, because we know how difficult it is to have to be put in quarantine, and you know, everything stops, and all of a sudden this, you know, you have to do this. So it's really hard. It's hard for everybody.
So this is really, remember the old Prowl commercial where you told one person and they told a person and so on and so on? Do you remember that commercial? This sort of reminds me of that, where you have a couple of kids and then they are then in contact with other kids. I mean, it just must have been crazy to try to track all this down. And when you were in nursing school, did they give you a course in sleuthing? I mean, why?
Not sleuthing. I mean, I am a public health nurse, and so I've had some education and training on that. When COVID started, last August, we did have a contact tracing workshop, if you will. I can't remember what, but it was online that we did. So it was preparing us for COVID. So all of our nurses did that. So we were learning about what is isolation versus quarantine, and how do we identify people, and just kind of walking through some of the steps. And then we also, more recently, every week we have a briefing with the Minnesota Department of Health about where things are at for all the school nurses in the state, just so that we know what's going on and stay abreast of all of this stuff. And then I also meet regularly with the Dakota County Public Health Department and the school nurses in Dakota County as well.
What can we do? I'm a parent, and I know that parents need to take responsibility, but what does that look like as a parent? Yeah. Does that mean no sleepovers? Does that mean being like the world's worst parent? In a kid's eye?
Well, so here's the thing that's the most challenging. COVID looks like a lot of things, and I think that is what makes it so difficult to deal with. And from a parent's perspective, it's like you want the best for your child. You want them to have opportunities. But right now, we are in a pandemic. So really, it's follow the guidelines and try to be really smart about this. I know kids need socialization. So do grown-ups. So do parents. But can we do it in a way that's safe? So I kind of try to live by the guidelines of, you know what, pretend everybody has it because you really don't know. And again, that whole thing, you are contagious 2 days before you even get symptoms. I mean, so how would you even know, right? So really, you want to keep your distance. So if you can have friends participate outside, that's better than inside. More ventilation, keep your distance. You can still hang out, but, you know, let's be really smart about this. Car rides, not a good idea. You know, being at close range, not a good idea. We got to get through this, and man, the virus right now is winning. It's been a really long road.
So we have actually ticked back up, I know, in Dakota County. Tell us about that.
Yep, the numbers are up. And you know what? I'm pretty sure that, I know the variant is in the state, and I know that the variant is in the county. And what that means, it's the B.1.1.7.1, the UK variant, that's kind of the talk of the town right now. But what I've been told it looks like is all of a sudden you start getting cases kind of like really all of a sudden they all show up all at the same time, or they're really completely direct contacts that you can see people's like, oh, well, they were with that person and that person got it and then that person got it. So it's like you can really see the lines and they show up real fast. Last fall and winter when we were having cases, we would have like a person would get it, and in the household, they would quarantine, and then somebody 5 or 6 days later in the household would get it, but maybe 2 or 3 other people in the family never actually even got it. Last week, I had a conversation with a person in our school district who had it. Their sibling had it, so I'm talking with one of the parents, and the parent told me they'd been up north on spring break. They all, 3 of the 4 of them have allergies. They had their allergies. And then the fourth person started having some symptoms, and all of a sudden they went, huh,
right.
You don't have allergies. Maybe we should get tested. The whole family was positive for COVID, all 4 of them at once. That is what it's like with the variant. It's like all of a sudden everybody, so rather than it being spaced out with this long period of time and not necessarily everybody getting it, this entire household got it all at the same time.
So are you thinking that what's going through the school right now could be that UK variant?
Yes. Most definitely. And so it is more contagious, and it spreads more easily, and more people are getting it. And because we've got the vaccine going on, so that's good. It's helping people that are older from getting it because they were the first ones to start getting the vaccination. But now the cases actually have shifted down to the younger ages.
And it's still so scary because you said earlier before we went on the air, you don't know who's going to get really sick versus...
You don't.
Who's going to maybe have milder symptoms.
Yes. And also, I think part of the reason why it's spreading so much is there are a lot of people that don't have symptoms, and there's people that have a runny nose for a day, and it's COVID. I mean, how would you even know, right? It's like, so I think one of the things parents really need to know is if there's any possibility it could be COVID, please go get tested. Because, you know, a runny nose, it can be. A child coughed two times on one day, they ended up being positive for COVID. Two times in one day, that was it. They were being watched really closely by their parent because there had been other situations in that particular scenario where other people had had it. So, I mean, what would you think of that? You cough twice one day.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you would think nothing of that. But unfortunately, now, right now, it could be COVID.
Especially now in the spring when things are starting to bud. And if you have seasonal allergies, I definitely see how you could mistake it for something else. And I know that early on, COVID tests were hard to come by, but now they're pretty easy to get and you can get your results quickly.
It's really easy. So one of the closest places the state has set up that's for free saliva testing is in Invergrove at the Armory. They have a very fast turnaround. It's really reliable test results. It's a molecular or PCR test is what they do. And a silver lining for parents to also know of, if your child has tested positive for COVID and they, you know, hopefully they don't get so sick, they actually have 90 days of considered immunity, which means, and I tell all these parents I talk with on the phone, if you get a phone call from me later on, like a month from now, you can say, well, thanks, Mary Ellen, for the call, but if, in case you don't remember this, my child is still in the 90 days, they don't need to quarantine. And so that is a big silver lining because quarantining is a pain. It's awful. It's, mm-hmm. You know, you're basically, a quarantine is you're sitting around for 14 days waiting to see if you get the disease. That's not fun. And so, you know, if you could say, well, you know, I had it, then I'm still in my 90 days. I don't need to get tested. Unfortunately, I do know of three people who have had COVID a second time.
Ugh.
So I would really, so any parents whose child is 16 or older, I would strongly encourage them to have their child vaccinated. I know that the CDC is looking at lowering the age for, I think it's for, I can't remember if it's Moderna or Pfizer. I think it's Pfizer, down to age 12. So the more people that can get immunized, the less likely they are to potentially get really sick and then hopefully also stop the spread of this disease. The other part about it is the more prevalent, so I know some people would say, well, I'm just going to let my kid get it because they don't get that sick. The more prevalent the disease is, the more opportunities it has to change, as in variants. So when we have large numbers of people ill, the virus can change, it can mutate, and become more transmissible. That's why we have this one variant, is because it was so prevalent. You know, it's always kind of changing a little bit, and the ones that become more contagious spread more. And that's why we've seen an uptick in that, because it's more contagious. 50 to 60% of all of the cases in Minnesota are thought to be the variant.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was like, I think about in the end of February, it was like 5% of all the cases were thought to be the variant.
So, Mary Ellen, where do we stand as we're heading into the end part of the school year? And I know you're not the decision maker on all of these things, but, I mean, we're thinking about, you know, the typical end of year things like prom, graduation, and spring sports. Where do you think we stand?
Well, first off, I'll say that I know that our administrators are working really hard to try to make sure that students can do as much as possible. Really, that's safe. And safe means not spreading the disease. What parents can do would be to get their kids tested on a regular basis. This whole thing about people that can have symptoms and not even know it, that's why we have those saliva testing spots around, because people can have it and not even know that they've got it. And while you're waiting for the test results, if you don't have symptoms, you don't have to quarantine. It's just something, the staff are doing that in our schools too. So I would say parents can get their kids tested on a regular basis, like every other week. I've heard that like prom and at graduation, yes, there's going to be workarounds. They're going to try to figure out a way to make that happen. I don't want to say for sure that's going to happen because I'm not in on the planning of all that, but I know they're working really hard to try to make that happen. So.
And then what about spring sports?
I don't know. I'm really not sure what's going on with spring sports. You know, I'm so in the COVID hole right now that I don't know what's going on with sports.
So when you mentioned the number of people being vaccinated that can only help, what is the percentage or what are most people that are working at the schools vaccinated if they want to be?
I don't know the percentage of staff that are vaccinated. I think it's quite high in our district, but all staff have been given that opportunity, and I know a large number are vaccinated, and it actually helps save us from having to quarantine staff if they are fully vaccinated. So once you've passed your final dose, 14 days passed, then if you have been exposed to someone with COVID-19, you don't have to quarantine unless you have symptoms. And in Dakota County right now, as of from their website, there are 155,000 people who have at least one dose in Dakota County. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And then how about kids? Have you heard about any of your students that are 16 and older that have received the vaccine yet?
Yes, we have some students that have. The ones that have, it's not very many at this point, but the ones that have are usually, they have a job like in a nursing home. And so that they were given that opportunity at that point. But now it's open to everybody, and so I know that kids can get it. So I do really encourage parents to do that.
Any final thoughts?
For everyone, this has been such a difficult time, and I know that we're going to get through this, but right now it's feeling really difficult. It's been really a long, long haul. So thank you to everyone for all that you're doing. Please keep wearing your mask. Please stay home if you don't feel well. Let your school nurse know if your kid isn't feeling good so we can help you walk through this process and figure things out.
Mary Ellen, thank you so much. Our guest today is Health Services Coordinator Mary Ellen Fox. She, of course, is with District 200. We're so grateful for your insight, for your education, and stay healthy, and thanks for all you're doing. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.